When you hear that piano, nah, it ain't Hove, nigga. It's Justin Bless, nigga. And make sure you hit that subscribe button, too. Like, share, rate the pod, all that. Yeah, it's Justin Bless and your boy back. Man, feels good to be back. You know what it is, man. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. You know, consistency is key. And we're going to keep our foots on these niggas' necks, man. Podcast the best in Arizona, hands down. Podcast the best in the world, hands down. I'm the best podcast you haven't heard just yet. If you're not subscribed right now. And if you're not, please subscribe, because we will keep the great content straight delivering at your door like Amazon every single day. Man, we're making the moves like shipment. You feel me? Making more moves than UPS. You feel me? That's how it be, man. We delivering more than Domino's, Pizza Hut, Amazon. And all them people that be delivering, you feel me? Yeah. Hey, talk about delivery, man. I used to work for, what's that thing called? DoorDash. And I was delivering food, man. I never stole nobody's food, though, bruh. I never stole nobody's food. I thought of it. Your boy definitely thought of it, bruh. But never did it. I want to take a couple fries here and there and stuff like that, but I never did. And I never had any crazy stories either. Like, bro, I was actually thinking, I was like, bro, what if like this one girl invite me over and she want to smash? You feel me? Like, like porn, right? Like when you watch the porn scenes, like a plumber come or a delivery guy or something like that, bro. There's a reason why those scenes is there, because that stuff had to happen before. You feel me? So I was like, sometimes I'd be thinking, I was like, man, is it going to happen this time? Is it going to happen this time? Ain't never happened for your boy, but that would have been cool if it did. But I got some good tips, though. Hey, shout out to DoorDash, because they help your boy get that extra bread when I need the extra bread to purchase my property and stuff like that and just pay for gas, food, and all that. Help me stack when I was in my grind mode, looking real scruffy out here, but I was grinding, though. Hey, man, you tune into what? Man, the most vulnerable, the most honest, the most respectable, the most real, the most blessed podcast. You already know what it is, man. The Justin Bless Podcast. Yes, sir. Man. Hey, so, you know, we always tap in with each other. See how I'm feeling. See how you guys are doing out there. Make sure you tap in with yourself. Be in that awareness and that light. Feel how you feeling. You feel me? So, like, today, man, woke up. Work was cool. It was kind of just going. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't really much. Then I'm still going through Ramadan, so your boy's like energy low. You feel me? At low capacity, but it's not really low. It's probably at its purest form, but I just feel as a human being it's low, but it's really on God's strength, God's timing, and everything like that. So it's at a strongest peak. It's at a strongest peak, man. But your boy actually was gonna fall asleep because your boy is hungry. I'm at probably at the last hour, so I'm like, bro, I'm probably gonna sleep this one off and wake up an hour later and eat, right? But I was like, nah, I don't want to sleep. So your boy went outside and actually went on a walk. And where I stay at, like, I stay on the mountain, kind of the bottom of the mountain, with like more houses like higher, but like on a mountain, bro. So I walk up this main street that takes me kind of close to, like, there's like two big houses on top of the mountain. So basically I just go to their damn near 30 feet. Nah, like 40 feet driveway or something like that. Like their driveway is long, but I normally walk up there to just go watch the sunset. So I felt like I was like, man, let me watch the sunset. I haven't done that in a while. So I walked down there just to feel, you know, close, as close as possible to God. And you feel me? Just get that nice air, less pollution. You know how it is up there. And just prayed and everything, ended my prayer like that. And it was a beautiful thing. And I just speaking a lot of things into existence. A lot of things I got to do with this podcast. A lot of things I got to do with my future and kind of like how I wanted to be and how I wanted to be orchestrated, engineered and stuff like that. You know, God engineering it. But I'm also, you know, have a say so as well, because God can have all this plan for you, but if you just sit on the couch, nigga, like, bro, ain't nothing going down, bro. You feel me? If you scared, go out there and live. Ain't nothing going down, bro. Ain't nothing happening in your life, bro. You play everything close to the chest. Ain't nothing going down, bro. Sometimes you gotta go out there swinging. You feel me? Go wild sometimes. And shoot, you're more vulnerable because you're more open, but man, you can reap the rewards in a big way, my guy. Big way. It can be bread. It can be a lot of different things. It can be like love. It can be forgiveness. All those great fruits that us as human beings always search for. Sometimes we don't search for them in the right places. But we do search for them. You feel me? So, yeah, man. You know what I mean? Speaking the joint to this is going out there making it happen, man. And that was the day, man. Ended that final prayer up there. Came down, cooked some food, and your boy was just chilling after that. We actually got to tap into now. What we tapping into, Justin? What we tapping into, Justin, man? You already know what it is, man. It's the news report. Beep, 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 beep. News report. Boop, 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 boop. Man, ain't a lot of news going on. But I know this affect a lot of people because a lot of people got it. Man, I was off and I was wrong. Because I said Netflix was going to lose no subscribers. People were going to complain about the changes, but these niggas weren't going to do nothing. Damn, was I wrong. Yo, tomato right on my face. You feel me? I was wrong. These niggas had the first down year in the last 10 years, yo. Since 2011, these niggas has not gone down. Their subscriptions always have gone up. But these niggas dropped 20%. 20% is a lot, especially when you're dealing with millions. That means you drop quite a bit. And but they dropped 20%, bro. They're rolling out some new things. Like they're going to have like kind of like how YouTube got it. Them ads that you can't like, some of them you can't skip past. And some of them you can or whatever. It's kind of like commercials in a way. And they're kind of like trying to implement that with advertisement. And the owner was saying that they're completely against that, but it's not, they're completely against that, but it's not fully ruled out with the ads. There's going to be a subscription that has the ads and there's going to be a subscription that don't. And you know, that's kind of how they all do it. YouTube got that. A lot of other things got that nowadays. It's like, damn, we can't. You can't go away from advertisement unless you pay. And it's just a little sneaky way that they get more money out of people, you know? It's how niggas do it, man. It is how niggas do it. So that's that, bro. There's not a lot of news going on, bro. Like, there's not a lot of news, bro. Not much going on. Tesla, if you guys are in the market looking for Teslas and stuff like that, and you might want to be like, yo, I'm about to grab this new Tesla, or you know what I mean, just follow freaking Tesla in general. Yo, like I do, you feel me? Because I want a Tesla, yo. Like I'll never get one of those things that just drive, like it'll drive for me. Hell nah. I could never put my life really in a, I'm not going to say another human being hands, because I have done that, but I can't put it in a computer's hands, bro. Like, oh, is a roller coaster that? I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, all right, but it's different though. Like iRobot, you feel me? Like, I can't do that, bro. I can't, especially driving. Oh, hell nah. Because everybody drives unorthodox. Nobody drives the same. You feel me? It's not 1 + 1 = 2. No, bro. It's like 1 + 1 = 1 trillion. Like, there's so many different ways that people drive. It's not even funny. So for a computer to analyze that's like, bro, I don't even think it's possible, bro. Real talk. It's like getting a haircut, right? Whose head shape is exactly the same? Then if their head shape is exactly the same, how's their hair pattern exactly the same? There's so many different variables. It's like, bro, there's no way you can go. I would never go into a machine and have a machine with razor blades cut my hair. Not happening, nigga. That nigga would mess around and slice your damn eyelids off, bro. You'll never be able to blink again. You feel me? You had to sleep with your eyes open. Like, hell nah. But okay, but off of that, right? So, you already know we get a lot of stuff from China. Damn near everything. You feel me? Probably like 90%. But because of Shanghai has the COVID lockdown right now, Tesla's production goals is definitely taking a hit and taking a heavy toll at that, because they're trying to ramp it up like crazy, but it's not going down, man. It's estimated the company lost 50,000 units of production in the Shanghai during the suspension of operation from March 28th until April 17th. Bruh, that's a lot, bruh. 50,000. I haven't put in my order for my Tesla yet, but hopefully when I put in my order, like, everything is straight. So we don't get it, man. We don't get it. So it looks like, though, bro, the heir, Robert Walton, you know, the dude that owns Walmart and the whole family, whatever, looks like they are trying. They're in a bidding war right now to buy the Denver Broncos. Man, these guys over here, bro. These guys over here, the price tag's around $4 billion. And of course, the Walmart people got it. You feel me? And Robert Walton, this dude's 77 years old. My man is still trying to get it, man. He is the eldest son of the company founder, of course, Sam Walton. Man, bro, this guy's sitting at an estimate of $70 billion. Bruh. And roughly $57 billion of it is Walmart stocks. Man's is up, you know what I mean? So yeah, look out there trying to buy these guys, man. They're trying to, hey man, I need a football team. You know, they just wake up and they don't even know like what else to do or what else to get. So they're like, yeah man, I need a football team. So hey, that's going down, man. That is going down. That's pretty much the news, man. Ain't nothing else going on with the news. But I would say with your boy, something going on with your boy. And I want to have like exclusive stuff on the pod. You feel me? And this is like me fully expressing myself and y'all connecting with me, me connecting with y'all. Make sure y'all answer the questions at the bottom. On Spotify. It's only on Spotify. So people that listen to Apple and everywhere else, Amazon, Anchor, and all that other stuff with Google Podcasts, like, there's no way I can have those questions go onto those other platforms because Spotify is the only one that offers that. So all my Spotify people, answer the questions at the bottom. Engage with your boy. But I'm going to say this, though, just to share like some content out there. Your boy had a job interview, man. Actually had two. I'm going to break it down. I didn't share this one with y'all. I had a job interview last week, but I didn't feel good about it, yo. Like the way that the girl was talking to me, it was like really, really white. Like white, 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 white. Like, oh my God. Like, what would you do if one of the customers were da 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 da? And I'd be like, say this. Oh, sure. Oh, for sure. 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 Like, ho, who the fuck are you insuring? You feel me? Who are you insuring? Nigga, this ain't no insurance company. Listen to what the hell I'm talking about, bruh. So I didn't feel good about it at all. You feel me? It's not like I didn't know how to answer the questions or felt nervous or anything like that. It was just I feel like personally the connection with the recruiter was just off. But I was wrong, because I got passed on to the second stage and the hiring manager called me today and went to schedule an interview with your boy. So I scheduled that for next week on Tuesday, you feel me, when another pod drop. So it's going to be, man, it's going to be a beautiful thing, man. It's, God's working in my favor. I'm speaking this stuff into existence, and we moving forward. We going forward. You already know what it is, man. Wells Fargo, that's a sponsor. That's the niggas that put us down, that hold us down. You feel me? So shout out to my sponsor, Wells Fargo. Then also, I had another interview today. Well, I had an interview today. I scheduled that interview I was just telling y'all that I did last week. I just scheduled another interview for next week on Tuesday. But today I actually had an interview. And this one's for the position I truly want. I really want, bruh. This is underwriting position, bruh. When I tell you the bread will be bananas, bruh. Bananas, bruh. Man, I'm trying to get it, bro. I am so geeked, so excited, so ready. Like, I'm trying to make it happen. I never done no underwriting stuff before, but bro, I've been in the mortgage industry for so long. I can figure my way around it. Best believe I figure my way around it, because I pretty much know everything. I just don't know certain systems, right? But I was answering the question the best I can. There was this one question I couldn't really answer because I haven't done it. You know what I mean? She was asking me, like, how do you analyze a credit? I was like, I never pulled anybody's credit. You feel me? I haven't done that before. But shoot, if you give me the opportunity, best believe I'm going to be the best one at it. If that's how I feel me? That's how we going at it, like, right? So he answered the question. It was about 30 minutes, right? Because this is the first interview. Then they're going to call me next week to schedule the in-person interview. Or I don't think it's gonna be in-person, because this is a remote position, so it'll just be like another one over the phone, but it'll just be longer. I'm thinking probably like more like examples or whatever we probably have to give. So I have to really gear in and study and probably go to YouTube University, you feel me, and get some cheat codes or something like that. But I'm so geek, man. I want that position so bad. I'm praying for it, speaking into existence. I'm going to get it. I am a small business underwriter for Wells Fargo. What am I? What is my occupation? I'm a professional podcaster. Also, I work for Wells Fargo as a small business underwriter. Yes, sir. You feel me? That's how it's going to be. That's how it's going to go. And I hope you guys are, like, you know, striving for greatness in a way. Like, I want you guys to strive for greatness, right? And the universe is working in your favor. You got to believe that. You got to say that. You got to work at it as well. You can't just sit on the couch, like I said. You feel me? At the end of the day, we wish on something, like, we wish on something, or we attach to something, or, like, a little too much that we make it of us, right? Like, it's a part of our identity. When you get the choice, you get to choose that. Not nobody else. You feel me? And I actually have, like, this video that I like to share with you guys on the ones and the twos, if you do not mind lending your ear real quick. So, you know what I mean? Like, this is a great video right here. And you guys just listen real quick, and then we're going to break it down. You feel me?
You zoom out of the years you're in right now and just be like, man, in 10 years from now, you can be in a whole new place doing something you didn't even know existed, doing with a bunch of people that you don't even know right now, you know?
Yeah.
You have to give yourself what your soul wants. And that would be my biggest piece of advice, is just like follow that intuition, man. And again, it's not like everything's gonna be peaches and everything has to feel amazing all the time. Cause it's still, even for me right now, it still doesn't. There's days where I doubt things, or, you know, I don't feel so great all the time, you know? And that's part of life. But you gotta make decisions for yourself. Your parents, your girlfriend at the time, none of those people are living in your head, living in your world, you know? Mm-hmm. This is your world and your life. And you gotta make decisions as best you can that will give you the best chance at happiness.
Best chance at happiness. That's basically what the video cut off on. But man, like, real quick, I really want to touch on something.
You zoom out.
Damn, messing up all over the place. My bad, guys. I want to touch on something that he is about to say. And then we're going to stop and talk about it. Here we go.
You zoom out of the years you're in right now and just be like, man, in 10 years from now, you can be in a whole new place doing something you didn't even know existed, doing with a bunch of people that you don't even know right now, you know?
Yeah.
You have.
Right there. You feel me? He said, you have to zoom out sometimes, man. You got to zoom out. And I think what he's relating to, I don't know this nigga. You feel me? I would say his name. I would shout him out if I knew, but I don't. But respect to my mans that said this amazing statement. Like, sometimes you got to zoom out, bro. You got to, in a way, you got to detach yourself from it. And that's what we're going to speak about. Like, you got to detach yourself from certain things, man. And sometimes you got to detach yourself from your own life. Not in a fatality, you know what I mean? Or fatal, you know what I mean? Not like that. I'm just talking about sometimes you just got to take a step back. Just, zoo, you know what I mean? Rewind that mug. Kind of like look at a third viewpoint, you feel me? Not your viewpoint, not POV, not first person, that's you. Not second person, which will be a person that sees you or something like that. Sometimes you got to do it from a third viewpoint, like God's view, you feel me? Kind of like go up there and like view it. You got to detach yourself from certain things to get clarity and where you want to go or what you want to be in a way. You can't be too fixated and too like stuck on one thing, man, because kind of like how Buddy was saying, like, in 10 years, if you choose to be and you choose to grow and grind and do what you got to do, man, you're going to be in a whole different atmosphere, whole different energy, you're going to be around different aromas, different whatever. It can be good or bad. It's unbiased. It's just for whatever your actions, whatever actions you made, it's going to be just for that. So if you make your actions right, man, it's going to be, man, that's justice right there. Served to you because you did the work to get to where you got to get to. It's going to be justice served in the bad way if your actions served the other way. But don't be too attached to something, bro. Even if it is, might be good or anything like that. Just detach sometimes, man. It's kind of like the law of detachment, bro. Like, you don't want to, like, be so attached to somebody. I think that's the worst right there. That right there, that's the worst. When you're attached to somebody, like, too deeply, you feel me? You can definitely be attracted to somebody. You want to definitely be around them and all this and all that. But I feel it's a super downfall when you're too attached and you start embracing their traditions, that don't really align with how you want to rock and how you truly want to live. And that can be family, that can be friends, that can be your girlfriend, boyfriend, wife, husband, coworker, anybody. You feel me? Allow others to be who they are and allow yourself to be who you are. I'm going to share a story of myself that is just honest. You already know how we rock on this podcast, man. I wish I knew the law of detachment, especially growing up, but I didn't. I knew only attach and stay attached no matter what, wither through the storms, even though like the withering through the storms and the storms was because those people I was even trying to attach to, they're actually trying purposely, intentionally undetach from me. But I'm like, oh, hell nah. You feel me? And I'm going to say this, like, the toughest ones is, like, your girlfriend, bruh. Boyfriend for the women that's listening. That's the toughest one, bruh. Because you want to grow as a unit and y'all be one. And also you want to implement a lot of things that they do as well. But if it's not balanced, y'all just turn into like one or the other. It's not that y'all don't necessarily create. Y'all create an energy that's unique because y'all two, right? Because takes two to tangle, takes two to dance and create this special dance. But also it could be lean more to another side. Like for me, like with ex situations and to me, women that are dead to me, I have such a big heart that I forget about myself, bro. Like, not just the back seat. Like, I'm going to take the back seat on this ride. Nah, completely take myself out of the car and go back into the car and just drive off, completely leaving myself behind, miles upon miles behind for this person. So attached, I can't, man. If without them, I don't know what the hell is going on. And it came to a point that one of these relationships, we're not giving that hoe no light, no life a day. You feel me? Like, that I remember this one time. I don't know exactly what the argument was about, but I know the argument lasted from nighttime. Like, it probably started at night. Then in the morning, like, it was like still, you know, the tension's still there. Like, it wasn't fully talked about or anything like that. So it's still there. But we try and just like, yo, pump the brakes. Let's just be chill and civil. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She left my place to go to work. And I remember I went back into my apartment and I went to go brush my teeth. And of course, you're brushing your teeth in front of a mirror. Bruh. Couldn't even recognize myself, bro. Like, I remember just looking at myself like, yo, who the hell is that? Like, who the hell is that, bruh? Like, who's the nigga in the mirror? I don't recognize. I don't recognize your voice. I don't recognize your actions. I don't recognize the way that you're dressed right now. Like, I don't recognize none of it. And I remember sitting there. Not like literally sitting there, but like staring at myself there in the mirror in the bathroom and just like really just looking at myself. I'm just like, bro, how the hell did I get here? I didn't fully understand how I even got to that point, man. But I was here right now. And I'm like, damn, where do I go from here? How do I get myself back? I knew something was wrong. Even though I stayed there and trying to analyze myself, I didn't do it fully. I kind of like brushed it off a little bit. I recognized it, but I didn't assess the situation or try to fix it or took some time to myself or whatever. It's kind of like, nah, that journey, the road that's less traveled, nah, that's too hard. I know why it's less traveled. Because a lot of pain down there. So I'm like, nah, I'm straight. I'm going to continue going down this path because it's very comfortable. It's not that I liked it. It's because it's very comfortable. And as human beings, you already know, we love being comfortable, even if it is bad for us, even if it is detrimental, you know what I mean? Catastrophic to our nature, to ourself, to our core self, core values. We still going to do that if it's comfortable. And where I was at was extremely comfortable. It took time for it to get comfortable, right? But when it got comfortable, yo, I'm here now. So I didn't challenge myself and kind of just like brushed it off and kind of went with it. But I remember that day very clear, clear as day. And after that point, like after that day, like it was like Justin trying to like the real Justin, right? The real core Justin trying to like come back and fight this unknowing character that I'm currently hosting. So like I have like lash outs and stuff, but like towards my girl at the time, and not 100% it was her fault. Because at the end of the day, man, I made that bed, so I gotta lay in it. You feel me? Accountability, bro. But I say she influenced, right? She helped influence. But at the end of the day, I made the decisions. And like I said, the real Justin tried to like come back, but it'll like come in like spurts and different moments here and there. And then again, like her energy, she's a human being as well. So that energy is very powerful. So it's hard for me to fight another human being that's technically my kryptonite. Because it's the woman, right? Especially someone I got feelings for. I want to see happy, successful, this, that, and the third, whoop-de-whoop, you know, at the time. So we go back and forth to the point, you know what I mean? It just dies off, the whole relationship and everything like that. And after relationship, I didn't have the coping. I couldn't cope with nothing. I couldn't cope smashing her. You know what I mean? I couldn't cope just chilling with her Netflix and chill with her or anything like that. Now, I'm not going to say I'm forced to travel this road that's less traveled, but it's really my only option in a way. It's right or left. And let's just say most people are right-handed as myself. So, okay, I'm going to say, so I started going down the right path, right? Yeah, I'm going to say right? Just an analogy. I'm going down the right path. But that's the one that's comfortable for me, because I could easily go chill with my friends, let these niggas know, yo, your boy's single, man. Let's try and pop the bottles. Let's pop the bottles, man. It's just saying metaphorically speaking, because I don't even drink. But you know what I mean? Just hype like that in a way, like, let's go. You feel me? Let's make it rain on these hoes. Go to the strip club and just all this other stuff, because that stuff is fun. Let's distract me from even not even look myself in the mirror and stuff like that. So, yo, let's go do that. And I did it a a little bit, but not too much. It got to a point like it was very unhappy. Like the unhappiness was just kicking my butt. Because it would be cool on that day or that hour, those few hours or whatever. But whenever I got back home to my mom's house at the time where I was living, I was down bad. This is my down bad time. Like, I was just unhappy. And just seeing, I was just like, bro, I'm living unhappy for 98 or 99% of my life. Because you can't escape yourself. So I was just like, damn. You feel me? After that high of like chilling with my niggas or whatever the case might be, right back down because I didn't address the situation. And a lot of people, they don't address it. So they just want to like get more distractions. So they start doing more and more things just because you're making movement don't mean you're making progress. Denzel Washington said this, don't get shit confused between movement on progress. Because you can run in place all day, don't mean that you're getting nowhere. You hear that? Don't get shit confused between movement and progress. You can run in place all day and don't get nowhere. That's fire, cuh. And that's facts. Because I was doing that, but I wasn't getting nowhere. But you had to allow that person to be who they are, right? In the case that we are going to agree or disagree or agree to go our separate ways. So you had to make that choice. And yes, it is hard, right? Especially with someone that you cared for about deeply. But you got to let them be them. Let them do them in a way. You feel me? And the next step will be, now it's time for you to allow yourself to be who you truly are. And I think doing that definitely helps with your detachment from other people because you're focused on yourself. And when you just focus on yourself and allow yourself to be true who you are, boom, now you're making progress to your healing. So your boy started doing different things. Your boy started boxing. You feel me? Like, bro, I love like the art of fighting. I love that shit. And I also love not being able to get tired. And I also love not being, I love the way my body feels, my body reacts, my body looks when I am training for boxing. It's something I really wanted to do my whole life. I did karate here and there. I got a karate story for y'all one time. I'll tell it different times. So funny. But I love that, right? And I feel, instead of just going to the gym and just pumping weights and stuff like that, bro, I needed to learn something new. I needed to be like a beginner. I needed to, you know what I mean, get beat up and stuff like that. Even though I didn't feel worthy, you feel me? I feel like I needed to get beat up or whatever the case might be. That helped me heal. And so shout out to Gus Boxing. Jones in Glendale. And shout out to Lewis. He that nigga trained me. And my man used to put me through the ringers, man. I used to go hard on your boy, but I loved it. And every time, bro, like every time I just break in stride, bro. I just breaking so much, making so much progress. And I was able to allow myself to be myself. And I loved it there. It helped me grow, helped me heal. And bada boom, bada bang. Stuff started really falling into line, man. Everything started really clicking, bro. So that's definitely a part of the law of detachment, bro. You know what I mean? Like, if you take yourself out, like zoom out, like Buddy was saying, analyze it, figure out your core self, figure out something that you really want to do or stuff that you truly love or you're truly interested in or whatever the case is, and go for that. Because you know that's truly you, right? Like that boxing thing, the art of fighting and all that. Like, bro, like I love that shit. Always loved it. So for me to go pursue it and be a student at the game and be open to soaking all this knowledge, it let the true Justin start really gaining momentum and gaining power, and the energy from that true Justin core start breaking through the character that I was hosting at the moment. I didn't really like that nigga, didn't know what was really going on. It started happening. You feel me? It started happening. With zooming out as well, you could see, this is another point, you could see like situations, right? You can see the situation that you are forcing, trying to make it whatever, trying to make it everything that it's not. You feel me? Because a cactus is a cactus, bro, and a flower is a flower. You feel me? You touch a cactus, bro, you gonna get freaking poked, nigga. And my hairstylist, I told her this one time, she's like, yeah, but some flowers got thorns. Ah, chill out. You're not getting it. You're getting it, but you're just doing too much. You feel me? But shouts to her, Akilah, man. She's dope. She's dope. Real good friend of mine. Actually got chill with her one time. You feel me? She's been going through some things. But yeah, but anyways, you zoom out and you see the situation for what it truly is when you zoom out. And don't force it, bro, because you forcing it, kind of like I was telling y'all, man, a lot of relationships, and especially people in my life, I try to force a lot of relationships, bro. A lot of relationships that really wasn't worth my time and my energy, I still have done it because I was chasing love and other stuff that I've told you guys about. Chase that acceptance and that yes, you know what I mean? Well, I should be chasing the acceptance for myself and the yes for myself. I try to force situations. And you forcing any type of situation could never help you with the law of detachment. Instead of trying to force a situation, find a solution. I'm going to say that. Whew. The bars is going crazy. Instead of trying to force situations, find solutions. Instead of trying to force situations, find solutions. Find solutions to whatever that might got your heart aching. You know what I mean? That got you uneased and stuff like that. Like, find a solution to that, bro. It might be to cut that relationship. It can be mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, aunt, friend for a long time. It don't matter what it is, bro. You could be trying to force the situation. It's just not that. At the end of the day, people are human, man. And that's just something that I learned through all my journey, bro. We are able to do great good, and we are able to do great evil. And I talked about this kind of on a couple podcasts ago. You feel me? We are, bro. And that's everybody. For some reason, I'm not going to say for some reason, but it's like because the love that we have for that select individual, right? It can be your mom, someone that you hold dear to, or whatever the case is, and you think they won't hate on you. You think they don't have no envy towards you or anything like that. Like, that's the farthest from the truth, bro. We're all human beings, man. Just like myself, bro. I've done a lot of bad stuff, bro. Bad stuff. And I am capable of doing a lot of super huge bad evil stuff. I choose not to, but I do some bad stuff, because I'm not gonna say I'm the best or I'm the good guy or this, that, and the third, because at the end of the day, in someone's story that I've come across, I am the bad person or the bad guy in their story, which is straight. You feel me? I'm not here to make everybody happy because I can't do that. But I know what I can do, and I can make myself happy. I can make myself happy by what? Finding solutions and not trying to force situations. And with you guys, zoom out, see them force situations that you might be forcing, bro. You might as well have to let them mugs go. It's a crazy thing, right? That like I read in 50 Cent book. It says, hustle harder, hustle smarter. Nigga was talking about like he had to find a solution to his situation that he was trying to force with his son, and he was trying to force with his baby mama with that child. He said this. I'm just saying that the stuff that he said, you feel me? I'm just summarizing it. He was saying that the baby mama said a lot of stuff that made the son don't even like him, right? But he was trying to force a situation that just was dead. You know what I mean? That's from his mouth, his words. I ain't saying that because I don't know the situation. But he found a solution to love his kid from a distance or whatever. He feel that's best. So he used the law of detachment that way. And he said it worked for him. That's what he stated in the book. And I'm like, oh, word. That's what's up. Damn, it might be something tough like that. You feel me? Your kid, your baby mama, your baby daddy or something. You know what I mean? It can get as deep as that, bro. Detach yourself, bro. Like a situation that I have with How do I put this? How do I give Buddy his title? I'm gonna say one of my guardians when I was growing up, you feel me? Dad, you know what I mean? Like him. I was trying to force the situation so much that, man, this should just hurt your boy. When I got older, I found a solution, bro. Detach myself. Completely. And right now, that's exactly what it is. My mom be trying to make it different, but nah, ain't never going to be like that, ever. Just not what it is. Just not how it's designed to be. And it's okay. You feel me? I thought when I was younger, damn, that's not okay. So I'm going to continue to go. But I was just trying to force something that's not meant to be. And now that I'm okay with it, I'm okay with it. And I don't think it's ever going to change. And I'm okay with that. And I am perfectly straight. You feel me? It's how I be like that, man. The law of detachment. Don't force the situation, bro. Find a solution that's best for you, that eases your heart. Because it's your life, man. Your life, nobody else. It's not your mom's, not your dad's, not your siblings, family members, friends, none of that shit, bro. None of that. So, all right. So, next one, right? Next point. Embrace, man. Embrace, bruh. The uncertainty. It's reality. Embrace it. Uncertainty is reality. Embrace it, bruh. Because that uncertainty, like, gets us up in the morning. It gets us up, bruh. It's like, not in a bad way, you feel me? Not be like, man, am I good enough to do this or do that? Like, Nah, not like that. It's just like, you just don't know what tomorrow brings, bro. That's uncertainty right there. But that's facts. That's what it is. Nobody knows what tomorrow bring. You can do the exact same thing that you did. I mean, you can have the intentions to do the exact same things that you did today for tomorrow, and I bet you it's not going to be exactly the same. Because you don't know, bro. Because uncertainty is reality. We don't know what it is. The best thing we can do, we can embrace it and paint on that canvas your style. There's always going to be an element, right, that plays a part in you trying to create on your canvas, your life. Work with you sometimes that you feel, or work against you sometimes you feel. But at the end of the day, if you speak it and you feel it, that is working in your favor always. God's on your side, bruh. That uncertainty is just gonna turn into a beautiful reality. You'll be like, man, this thing turned out to be great. Like, bruh, because when I was down bad, bruh, that uncertainty was scary, bruh. That road less traveled, bruh, I didn't know what the hell was going on. But it humbled me. I embraced it, even though it hurt to embrace. You feel me? But I embraced it, bruh. I embraced that mug. And it was, now looking back, it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things. And you should as well embrace the uncertainty, because uncertainty is reality. You feel me? And while you are embracing the uncertainty, right? Because that's a point for the law of detachment. Another point would be, make room for the new. Make room for the new. Make room for the king. The king is here. The king is here. Make room for the king. You feel me? The queen is here. The queen is here. Make room for the queen. You feel me? You gotta make room for the new, man. The new love. The new car. The new roof over your head. The new job. Yes, sir. Underwriter. I am an underwriter for Wells Fargo. I'm making room for that job, man. Make room for a new style. It can be clothing. It can be anything. You feel me? With me, I made room for a new style, a full new style. With short hair, after I cut my dreads, I made room for it. I made room for it mentally. And then I went to go do it. You feel me? I made room for it. I was ready for it. I embraced it. I embraced the uncertainty. I didn't know exactly how it was going to look, how I was going to pull it off. But I pulled it off. And I'm loving this more than my dreads, bruh. I miss my dreads here and there sometimes. You feel me? But not to the point like I'm going to grow them back out. Or I miss them to the point I'm sad. Nah, it's just like, yo, it's cool to have long hair. That's all it was. But that's neither here nor there, because I'm onto a different journey. I'm onto the short hair Justin, you feel me? Clean cut, clean shave Justin. Something different. Made room for it. You need to make room for it too. That's a positive side of it, bro. Make room. When you detach from stuff, what's left? A whole lot of room for a whole lot of great shit to come to your life. Great shit for you to create. Great shit for you to embrace. Great shit for you to go see. Great shit for you to go and feel or feel. You feel me? Great shit, bruh. So go on, embrace that, man. Make room for it, bruh. That law of detachment is beautiful, yo. You didn't get that job or whatever. Don't be so fixated and so freaking on that one job or whatever. You're not making room for a whole nother job. God got some bigger plan for you, bro. That was your plan. But God got this one coming. You feel me? The universe got this shit coming for you.
better and greater. But you can't get those things if you're so fixated and so attached to this one thing. So embrace the uncertainty. If that didn't work, it's all good, bro. Keep your faith. Keep your head up, bro. Because more is soon to come and better. Especially if you vibrate at a great frequency. Embrace the good and live the good, man. It's gonna happen. So make room. Make room, make room, and again, make room for it, bruh. I got this little quick little explanation of someone else explaining how to reduce stress by using the law of detachment. Let's see how this guy explains it. Haven't watched it just yet. We gonna watch it, then break it down, and you know what I mean? Continue the pod.
The law of detachment. One of Buddhism's principles state that life is never permanent. Things always change. Situations change. People change. Everything changes.
Dang, they just started fire. You know what I mean? Like, I gotta rewind that mug. That should go hard because Bruce Lee said a great quote. Everything in life is temporary. Every situation is temporary, bro. Don't stay too attached to it, bro. Use that law of detachment, bro, so your life can go on smooth through. You feel me? Yeah, it's gonna be a little bumpy, a little turbulence is gonna happen, but keep that faith, keep going. Everything's going to be just great. So let's continue watching this. I'll rewind it a little bit, man. Let's get it. It's just fire how I started.
The law of detachment. One of Buddhism's principles state that life is never permanent. Things always change. Situations change. People change. Everything changes. Thus, this is the source of unhappiness. So what does this mean? It means that whenever you try to go after something, you attach your happiness to that particular outcome. For example, if you didn't own a Ferrari, you wouldn't be happy. If you didn't own a big house, you wouldn't be happy. If you didn't have a big bank account, you wouldn't be happy. If you didn't have the relationship you want, you wouldn't be happy. Therefore, unhappiness is self-generated in the mind, and the reason is because we are attached to the outcome. If you compare some of your problems to someone else's problems in a third world country, your problems would disappear. Happiness is really a state of mind. Now, I know this is becoming new age thinking, but hear me out. One of the human needs is certainty. We all want to feel certain about a particular outcome. However, the problem with certainty there is really dangerous because if we were certain with everything in our lives, we live a completely boring and meaningless life. Therefore, in order to live a peaceful life, we must factor in uncertainty in our plans. Mark Boris, the CEO of Wizard Home Loans, once said that it's foolish to plan for long term, for things always change. You may notice this with your life as well. Whenever you set up a plan and execute, you find things pop up. Suppliers change their mind, people sending out emergency emails. To go from A to B, there's infinite number of things that can happen, and it's important to factor that in. Mark Boris also said that we operate in a three-dimensional world. Know that you're participating in that event, and that event doesn't define you. It's important to approach life from a detached point of view, like you're looking down at the maze and you're not the mouse frantically running around. The events that are occurring won't affect you emotionally because you're viewing it from an objective point of view. So does this mean you should not go after the things you want? No. What the law of detachment is trying to say is that you can still go after what it is that you want, but don't be so attached to the outcome because it may change. I started applying the law of detachment in my life and I noticed that it's reduced my stress level significantly. I used to go through so much anxiety and panic every time something doesn't go my way, which always does whenever you go after something. So if you're finding yourself being depressed because of your outcomes, I highly recommend for you to practice the art of detachment. Finally, I would like to leave you with a quote. Detachment is not that you should own nothing, but that nothing should own you.
is fire. Detachment is not that you should own nothing, but nothing should own you. Bruh. My goodness, bruh. Yo, I couldn't say that any better, bruh. I couldn't say that any better because I've been there, bruh. I've been there. I've been let a lot of things own me, man. Don't let that own you, bruh. Because at the end of the day, bruh, all situations and all things is temporary. But that don't mean don't go for your dreams. Go for them dreams, man. It's just that you think that straight line from A to B is going to be just like that straight, but it's not. A lot of variables get come to it. I deal with it with personal. I deal with it with my goals and, you know, my real estate and stuff like that. Like, bro. But it's all good, though. Continue to go. Continue to push. And you're going to be A-O-K. You feel me? And when you got that energy, keep that energy high. And I meant F all that, yo. Fuck all that shit, bro. I'm continuing to live my life and be me, bro. Dang, that quote go hard, don't it? We got to say that again, and then we going to get up out of here. Yo, detachment is not that you should not. No, man, I messed up. I'm too damn hyped. Detachment is not that you should own nothing, but that nothing should own you. You feel me? We about to get up out of here, man. I hope y'all enjoyed the podcast. Y'all loving it and everything like that. And, bro, we about to get up out of here, man. I appreciate y'all. If you haven't already, please subscribe. Please subscribe. Share the podcast with your friends, family, foes, and your hoes. Because you already know what it is. You already know what it is, man. It's Justin Bless, man. We don't give a F about any of that in the past because we're not attached to any of that. And we don't care about any of that because we're not attached to it. Because what we're doing, we're using that law of detachment to be less stressed, more blessed. You feel me? And to recap on this law of detachment, allow others to be who they are. Allow yourself to be who you are. Don't force situations. Find solutions. Embrace the uncertainty because that's what reality truly is uncertainty. And make sure you make room for what? Make room for the new. Fuck about a man's bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a man's bitch. And I don't want to bitch you need to have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. Andre 3 stacks, let's go. Be called on me shit shit. Be hoes on me shit shit. Be clothes on me shit shit. Be sold on me shit. What you told her? What you told her? What you told her? What you told her? Be called on me shit shit. Be hoes on me shit shit. Be clothes on me shit shit. Be sold on me shit. What you told her? What you told her? What you told her? What you told her? Yeah, yeah. Graduated from the fabricated sabotage. Conversating with a lady going Lambo crazy. Bitch, you better cut it short, I'm about to cut you off. Oh, you greedy in Tahiti, I can see your flaw. I tell that girl you about to sell them whips you tied on. I see how she react when you no longer in your Beamer. And she found out that the Bentley wasn't really rented. Can you sell a kilo, help a nigga move a kilo? Oh, you want your private jet to take us out to Rio. Can't no Maybach prevent a nigga from making moolah. Oh, you gold digging, graveyard loser. Ain't none of my cause American, king of Zamunda. Let's have a heart-to-heart, drink wine, make art. Backseat of the Benz, so the AMG. Can you love a thug, it's all make-believe. Real fantasy, I see through it easily. I told a bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a band, bitch. And I don't want no bitch who need to have that kind of friendship. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a lamb hoe. And I don't want no bitch who need that kind of nigga scram hoe. Told the girl I'm about to sell the Porsche, I'm tired of it. She go and told these folks I'm going broke, a smile poor from my lips, cause if I'm broke it's only hard.
broken records from broken English, that's all it. Hold on, and if I were, why would you throw a party? Hey, happy. Affection is so convenient when falling. Correction, he hold on meaning when falling. I get that why Lois can't be with Clark Kent. Fly on a nigga back while he's Superman. But if I'm in a wheelchair, you're still there. Stop searching for words, I feel stupid, man. This shit is the Pittsburgh, I still care. White button down in Emory scrubs. We had to write her birthday down because my memory sucks. But this shit come back up like some acid reflux. Or a Michael Jackson jacket with some plastic zippers. I was zipping through the city and I don't give a fuck. 1994 Toyota Land Cruiser because that bitch ain't never broke down on me, why would I do that to her? Symbolism, symbolism, I pull up at a club and might not never buy a new car again if I can help it, cause if I buy one they will sell 10. And what I'm left with, throw a nigga one on a scrim. Then we might can talk. Till then I will ride my fucking bike or walk. Yeah. I told a bitch I don't give a fuck about a van, bitch. I told that bitch I don't give a fuck about a van, bitch.
You feel me, bruh? And that's how we gonna end the pod, bruh. You already know what it is, man. You already know what it is, bruh. It's just them blessing. We don't give a fuck about a bitch, cuh. And we ain't stuck on no past, bruh. Because we detached from all that. We embraced the uncertainty. We made room for the new. And you already know what it is. You already know what it is. It's the Justin Bless. The Justin Bless podcast. And I kind of messed that up, but it's all good. You already know what it is. You already know what it is. Who? It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless. Nothing less.